Hi, this is Heather with Ego Cleaning.
Hey, Heather, this is Amy Nelson. I'm Dan Nelson's wife.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So he's no longer with us. He went on to bigger and better things with the job.
Okay.
With the job. But he did put your account over to me, and I called you last week because he said call her back on Friday and see what's going on. You know what I mean? And
okay.
I did call, but I didn't want to like apply too much pressure. You know, if you weren't ready to talk or whatever. I mean, obviously you're a busy lady, so I just want to touch base with you. You know?
Okay.
So how can I help you?
I was just making sure. So we had spoke and then spoke about potentially. So this is the where you do the Google Ads pay for the leads. This is the correct company, right?
It's a full package with Google Ads, local SEO. We offer Facebook ads. He also, we went over the Google guarantee as well. My understanding from the account is that you have your own Google guarantee. Is that correct?
I do. I've already got everything set. And then
Yay!
The guy sent me over basically he put me in charge of the payment.
Perfect.
And everything. So basically, they went ahead and cut my ads off almost 2 weeks into the month, a few days ago. So I had to raise my spending because I can't not have the leads.
Yeah, well, obviously.
I talked to the guy, and so basically, I haven't spoke to my account manager since April. And supposedly, she's been out of the office. And I was like, I've been sending all these emails, and nobody thought to even get back to me. And I'm paying you guys almost $10,000 a month. You know, and it's like so scammy, and that's what I tried to tell the guy.
And then were you able to cut it off completely?
So I've kept everything going because I don't want to turn anything off because I have employees.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to try to transition something and get something going.
Okay.
As quick as possible so I can think what I'm trying to say. I'm trying not to miss a beat on this too much,
right?
You know,
just want to transition as quickly as possible and get everything up and running. That's not a problem for us. We can absolutely do that for you. I'm looking here. You have 250 verified reviews. That's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't see any problem with us taking over immediately. If you're ready to get everything moving over, we can absolutely do it. Looking at the account, it looks like he had put together a package that was $849 to start. So it's $599 monthly reoccurring. The additional $250 is the transfer fee for the LSA. You transfer that CID over so we can optimize it and go ahead and get it up and running. That's up and running in the first, like, I mean, it's like, today's Thursday, so those ads would be probably, I don't see a problem with having it running tomorrow. Like, I can mainstream this so that you're moving along quicker because you already have everything in place. It's plug and play. We can begin getting it going. And then there is, let me see here. So he waived that. That's beautiful. Okay. He also offered website. Okay, beautiful. That's included with the package. Nothing additional. He put here, you want to put some blogs on the site?
I would like to, you know what I mean? But, I mean, he told me that it wasn't that big of a deal, you know?
That big of a deal, but we do, like, you do have full access if you want to do the blogs yourself. You have full access over the dashboard for account manager.
I just kind of like, I mean, I feel like Google responds better when you have people saying, you know, this account in Noblesville or, you know, Fishers, we did this, or just like have an extra like commentary in there somewhere just to draw.
Personalization, right?
Yeah.
It makes it personalized. It makes it interactive. I love that. Additionally, the other thing is like all the 5-star reviews, they load straight to the Google, to the website that we build as well. So, like you have a ton of 5-star reviews. So that's going to like, those will feed through as well to be interactive with the client. Now, the website that you currently have, the little logo is so stinking cute. the website
So I have GoDaddy.
Okay.
It's through the company that's handling my Google stuff.
Okay.
So it'll probably revert back to its original state, which is, that's just something I created.
That's
I'm not
cool.
a web, I'm not
you
a.
You don't have to be, we can take it over. That's what I'm saying is if you want, we can take over domain. We can begin, we can even mimic like most of what you have and revamp it.
I just like it to look professional. I want every, you know, the words I'm supposed to have on there. You know, some of them are pretty cheesy. You know,
yeah.
Because even
when
they first designed this, I was not happy with it. I've not been fully happy with this.
Okay.
At all.
Because I didn't feel
like it was very professional at all.
If there's a site that you like the look and feel of, like say, you know, it's XYZ cleaning or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, the look of it and stuff was, it's just all the wording and the way that they presented it. It was so juvenile. It was just somebody that didn't even have that much experience with verbiage. What in the world? So I basically had to write like everything that it basically says right now is more like my wording, my I don't know.
That's cool.
It's not very well done. Not very well written to me.
Okay. Hold on one second.
It's almost like somebody just kind of found stuff places and put it in.
Right.
Like when it goes back to its original state, that's honestly, that's what I like. I just need to have the words it needs to have and the idea. That's really the gist of what I would like to follow.
Understood. Okay. And you're going to have a specific assigned account manager, Heather. So the thing about it is that with that account manager, they're going to be able to make sure that everything, is the way that you want it. And that's a specific person that you deal with regularly. Like you don't get bounced around town. Okay.
Okay.
So, let me do this. Okay. I'm grabbing a little bit of information here. Just give me one second. I appreciate your patience.
You're okay. Now, if you're draining the water and stuff off of that, you're going to drain off a lot of your seasoning bin.
What are we making?
Okay. They're having noodles.
The
noodles come with the seasoning on them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't. Can you put cheese on it? You can. You want a piece of cheese?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Doing that. Okay.
Sorry.
It's all good.
I'm watching the kids today.
Nope. I understand. I'm just trying to get, hold on.
Hi, Henry. Good morning. Did you take a nap? Hello, sir.
Who's Henry?
Hi, big kitty.
Oh, kitty.
My daughter's cat. Yeah, my daughter's cat.
Let me just give this. She's got,
I didn't realize you guys was in here without a sheet on the bed. You old fur burgers.
What is your last name, Heather?
It's legally Warren, but I go by Rochelle. Heather Rochelle is my, if anything's going to be exhibited anywhere or shows up anywhere.
Oh, no. This is for back end private. Like, how does it read on the credit card?
The credit card's going to say A-Goat Cleaning.
A-Goat. Okay. But, so is it Heather Rochelle or is it your other last?
Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I have the email as info@agoatcleaning.com. Is that the best email?
Yeah.
Okay. Contact phone number for
myself. Go ahead.
Contact phone number for us is 317-702-2914. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm sending text with my direct extension to you right now so that you have it. Okay. Got that. And then, okay, what is the business address? Even if it's a home address, we'll keep that hidden on Google. It won't show.
3015. 3015.
Yes, ma'am.
Summer Song, all one word, SUMMERSONG Drive.
Got it. Indianapolis, gotcha. Okay. 462-41.
Correct.
Beautiful. Okay. Okay. Doing that. Got that. Okay. Hours of operation. When do you want the phone calls?
7 a.m. Mm-hmm. To 10 p.m.
Okay. 7 to 10.
And then can you give me 1 second?
Yeah, take your time.
Tell this number. I'm going to call back.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, shit.
Okay, sorry about that.
It's all good. No worries.
I tried to hurry and quickly answer all those calls. So
yeah, I understand. And I strongly encourage that. I was literally just over here doing all the boring paperwork part. So I'm all caught up. So you said 10 to 7. Is that Monday through Friday? Or Monday
seven
through
7 days
Sunday?
A week.
7 days a week. Gotcha. Girl after my own heart. She's working hard, girl. She's working hard today. 7 days a week. Okay. Other question. How far out do you want to...
Let's finish all our drinks and stuff. Thank you.
How far out do you want to service your clients?
How far out do I want to service the client? What do you mean?
Do you want to go 50 miles, 20 miles, 30 miles, approximately?
Do
you target?
I want to say it's, I think it's 30, I think it's 30 miles from the center of Indianapolis.
Okay, I'm going to put 30 to 35. Again, it's just a, like, this is just a little bit of starter information for the onboarding call.
We go to, like,
call.
Lebanon, we go to Anderson, so I'm not sure, you know what I mean? I just want to make sure, like,
They'll get the specifics once we get access to the Google Business Profile and all that. This is just so I have, like, some setup information, so they'll pull the map. They'll target, I'm putting 30 to 35 miles. Of course, if it's more than that or
so they'll basically kind of keep everything how it is on the map right now.
If that's what, how you want it, but they're going to verify everything with you,
kind of,
you know?
Yeah, it's kind of been fine-tuned over the years because I've had this profile for several years.
Let me put that in there then. Hold on 1 second. Let me just put that down here. Okay. Okay. Already has GBP. Please note. Big red letters. Please note, GBP has
got another one.
Been fine-tuned.
Give me 1 second.
It's okay. Go ahead. Please do not.
They didn't say nothing, so I'm hanging up.
I understand. I'm making this a super big deal here, so it does not get missed that you've already fine-tuned it, that you don't want us making any changes without asking you and getting your approval first on it as far as Google Business Profile goes. That way they can't say, oh, I didn't know, or, you know, like they could see it in big, bold letters. Okay, what's the next thing that I have to ask? Oh, do you have your client CID? That's the 10-digit code from the Google guarantee.
Okay. The 10-digit code.
It's going to look like a phone number. It'll be three numbers and a dash, three numbers and a dash, and then four numbers.
Yep. Give me a second. Let me look and see. Like, so my customer ID?
Yes, ma'am. That's the one.
Okay. I think it's 727.
Okay. Oh,
42.
Hold on a second. I know I lost where I was at. Oh, okay. Hold on. Yes. Okay. 727.
Seven. 421.
Mm-hmm.
321.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to have them double check right now and make sure that that is the CID by running it through and sending you an invitation. It's going to let us know, like, pretty much right away if that's the correct number. If it's not, then it'll bounce back to us. If it is, then it's going to go and it's going to send you an invitation that's going to allow us access to begin to have, you know, management access, to have authority to get in there. So let me go ahead. Okay. All the pings and dings. Here we go. Let's go over to this chat, Aruni. Okay. So also they had another question because in the notes here, Daniel put that you are currently spending $10,000 with your Google guarantee or your overall package with OMG.
I think it's basically my overall package.
Okay.
So it's, they just raised my spending, I think, to $2,000 a week.
Okay.
So that's going to bump me up even more because I guess they, like, if I pay more, which they shut my leads off, so I had to pay more.
Okay. So the way that it's going to work is you're going to continue paying Google directly for the leads. Once we get in there, we diagnose it. We see what's going on. We'll make any changes to the Google guarantee to make sure it's showing at the top. We communicate all this with you directly, so it's not like we make any switches without you knowing. But what happens is your cost per lead right now is showing us only $24 per qualified lead. Our management fee is 25% of that. So if your lead is $24, our management fee is $8 on that. So what happens Heather, is you pay, you continue paying.
He told me no matter what I pay, no matter what my price is per lead, I was going to be at $8.
Yeah. That's your management fee.
Okay.
Exactly. So you're, that's what I'm saying.
So even if I'm, cause right now I think he said I was at 40 something or 50 something dollars a lead.
Okay. Then
so
if it's $40 a lead,
the $8.
Your management fee to us is $13.33.
Oh.
So it's 25% of the lead cost.
See, when we talked about it, he was like, I said, so no matter what, it's going to be $8. He said, no matter what, $8. He said, that's all you're going to pay.
Maybe he meant
like, okay.
He should have said, no matter what, it's 25% of the lead cost. So that makes like
that's probably going to put me just about in the same boat that I'm in then.
Okay. So the
I have to do the math and think about that because that puts me right back where I'm at.
Okay.
Because that's what they went from a flat fee of the $500 a month
mm-hmm.
to taking a percent of everything for management.
Mm.
And so that's why I went from paying $500. Now I'm in the $1,700, $2,000 range.
Okay. But that's because they have changed, they've done a max lead bidding with your budget at $2,000. So if your leads were say the lead is actually a $50 lead, right? Which I'm not saying that they are managing it properly or not managing it properly. I have no way of knowing until our team goes in there and diagnoses it, Heather. But say your lead is $50.
Okay.
Then that's a $16. Ow. 67 cent management fee for a $150 lead, bringing the total lead cost to $66. However, it's going to max out. It maxes out. You cannot charge more than three times the lead. The leads cap out at three times the amount. So with that being said, our activation budget for Google Guarantee, so the way it works is since you're paying Google directly for the leads and you're paying Local Splash only for the management fee, you're only paying us at Local Splash $218 for every 13 leads. So it is actually going to lower your cost quite a bit because we're only charging you on the leads that you actually get, take, and are considered qualified leads. It's not on every click or every call. The calls are being monitored to ensure that they're qualified.
That's what they're doing.
I know. That's why I want to explain it to you.
Okay.
He probably, and I know you guys talked about a lot, and Daniel's usually really good about the 25% management fee, so I do apologize if there was any confusion on that.
Yeah, because that's what I even told him, because I told
right.
him I was paying.
Right.
He specifically said, he was like, no matter what, you're looking at $8 a lead. And I was like, well, I can do that. You know what I mean? That's
right.
nice. Because
right.
even if I'm influxed and I have to pay more at that point in time, because that's supposedly what this other guy said, well, now you're the top rated and we've made you the top rated because we're constantly going in there and doing this and constantly going in there and doing that. And because we do it, now you're ranked top.
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying more for those qualified leads. And I'm like,
but that's not really why. The real reason you're paying more is because your competitors are blowing it out. If I'm 100% honest with you, it's because your competitors are willing to pay that much. So that's why I'm saying we're going to go in there and diagnose it and take a look at what it really needs to be. But it maxes out. So for him to tell you that is not 100%. This other guy, that's not 100% accurate or even true because it's based on what your competitors are paying. If the going rate is $50 per lead for a qualified cleaning lead, then that's what all the top five people are paying, right? So if they're not like telling you what their management fee is separate from lead costs, pardon me, then that's where it gets tough. But I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
With Local Splash, once your lead, your ads, your actual Google Guarantee ads, not your Google ads, not your Facebook ads, but once your actual lead cost gets to gets to a certain amount, which once it gets to over $1,400, we start lowering the management fee. Okay. So for every $1,000 on top of that, say you're if you're spending $1,400 or less, then it's 25% management fee. Once you start spending $1,500, $1,600 in actual leads, that second half, like every 100 beyond that, goes down to a 20% management fee. So we're not trying to gouge you on leads or management costs, because that's not going to keep our clients happy. We're all about trying to give you the best qualified leads for the lowest rate, because that's what's going to make you happy, right?
Yeah.
If you're not paying a bajillion dollars for it. But again, your account will be being watched very, very closely, because you are already a higher average spender. So when we go in and diagnose this, we're going to be able to take a direct look at it. We're going to be able to tell you what leads are going for, what our recommendation is. And I'm going to tell you this. If you want to start the leads at no more than the 24 that's required, you can always do that. But the difference here is that as
I don't want to, because I want to keep with the competitors.
You want to keep your ranking. Gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah,
so I'm just telling you what your options are. You know what I mean? Because some people think that they're going from Peter to Paul, when really it the way that we do it is different. We have our own strategists. We have our own team at Google that helps us manage these Google Guarantee accounts. So it's not like we're just saying, oh, well, this seems like it might be a good idea, you know?
Now, there might be a thing where I can, back that up. Once the Facebook, the Meta and all that other stuff starts correlating.
Yes, you can change it at any time.
Then I can go back, because really I should be able to run off of regular lead spend along with all my other advertising opportunities, and then calling back the pre-existing clients. I mean, it should all circle pretty well, but it's just not everything's working in conjunction together right now. But I have no Meta. I have none of that. None of that is active and happening. So that's the other downfall. This is the only avenue that I currently have.
Oh, understood. Okay.
Because I don't have anything else going. I have no Facebook, social media. I have nothing else going. No Instagram. I don't have anything.
The ranking. Hold on, let me put that in. Where it's at with the spend. Because she is number one. She best CPL and management fee.
So I'm totally.
I'm notating all of that. I'm talking with the director. I'm talking with the director of that department right now.
Yeah, and keeping that. Yeah, and keeping that momentum. And then once everything else is working in conjunction with everything, then I can kind of test theories and test the water.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to start testing,
but my main priority. Yeah, my main priority is to keep everything going so I can offer consistent job opportunities for everyone.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because I don't want any, it takes a lot to train these people and get them doing what I need them to do.
I bet.
So I want to make sure I keep everybody.
Your blood, sweat, tears is going into it, right?
Yeah. Well, the last 2 months I've had to back up on things because I refused to pay more money because I was trying to figure out what was going on. So I lost, quite a few people. That were, and I was like, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that, but it was just, I was trying to stay on my ground because I didn't understand what was going on and nobody was contacting me.
Oh no.
And then randomly on one day, the guy contacts me and was like, hey, so have you been getting my emails? I said, well, if you're calling me, apparently not. Still emailing Bailey, which is, she's not answered me and you're supposedly responding.
Wow.
You haven't heard from me and I'm still saying, hey, Bailey, obviously I'm not getting anything.
Right.
So I think that's cool. Yeah. I'm not really believing that because she sure hasn't had a hard time getting a hold of me ever.
Right.
So, and I literally try to answer every phone call.
Right. Well, and I can attest to that because you've answered two or three times since we've been on this call alone. So that... and that's one of the main things with Google Guarantee is responsiveness. Another thing I'm going to tell you, Heather, that's going to be super helpful to you is if people are leaving you reviews, when they leave you reviews with photographs.
Photos.
Yes.
I know.
Do you already know that?
Hard one. It's hard to get them to leave a review at all, but to try
right.
to get somebody to leave a photo, even if you take a screenshot of my business card,
mm-hmm.
I don't
right.
care. Just leave a photo. And it's just, it's like, but again, also having somebody in the office that's doing their due diligence and pursuing
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing is key as well. So it's a lot of
right.
things going on that I'm trying to work out and get
yeah.
going.
Understandably so too, because you've got a lot of irons in the fire here, but this is definitely going to help, you know, put it exactly where you want it to be at a reasonable rate and keep everything going. Let me see this. I've got that. Oh. Okay. Got that. Just making sure we've got all the boxes
Google Ads.
Checked.
You have a pending request. Here we go.
That's us.
Here
yep.
we go. You have a pending
Beautiful.
Request. Accept the request. I have Google Ads mobile. So then also, I also have an office manager
mm-hmm.
who handles, you know, responsiveness on leads and things like that as well. So I want to make sure that he is always looped in and also has that ability to call in.
Cool. Yeah, let me put him on the account
you know,
right
all
now.
That kind of stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second.
Because I try to make things as responsive as possible. So if I'm 50 feet in the air and I need something done, I'm like, hey, you need to call
right.
so-and-so or message so-and-so and make sure that they know this or that. Or
what's his
know.
Name?
Eddie.
And his last name?
Taylor.
His phone number?
317.
Mm-hmm.
735-517-753-5735.
That's why I repeated it back. I know.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I knew that I missed something. Okay. 713-735-5151.
Wait a minute. 317.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I had to think. I was like, 317-735.
Yes, ma'am.
51.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Uh-huh. All right.
Does he have a different email address?
I think you initially said the 317.
I probably did. I probably
so
said something.
So as far as a personal, as far as sending us like information, if you send it to the info, it
okay.
goes to both him and I at the same time. Now, his email is Eddie.
Okay.
At
mm-hmm.
agoatcleaning.com.
Okay. But if you want everything going through the info app, then I'm going to leave that. Because there's no need for us to send him anything
okay.
separately
yeah.
if he has access to that.
Okay. Yeah,
just
he has
to keep it all.
So everything will basically stay the same?
Yeah.
So we'll
yeah.
still log in the same. Nothing changes. He doesn't have to.
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh. He doesn't
great.
Have to do anything different. You guys are going to be
okay.
assigned a call tracking number through Local Splash that will change. Will go on to the Google Business profile.
Okay.
And that will transfer directly to your phone, his phone, or both. However you guys want that. You guys are also going to get Google
okay.
Workspace as a Google Workspace is a complimentary service. So it puts everything under, one. It puts everything under one roof. It puts email, domain, everything, all matches and it all is mainstreamed.
Okay.
Okay. So give me 1 second.
Okay. And then also I'm going to need to I think give you permission to my GoDaddy.
Oh yeah, they'll get
that.
Access to all that during your client onboarding. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and schedule your onboarding call. This is
I'll basically have to know when they're doing that or something. Yeah.
Well, just
and
because we want you in front of a computer, we're going to walk you through it. We're going to say, okay, click this, click that, so on and so forth. We want everything
okay.
to be, you know, up front. So this call is going to take an hour. What time do you want to do that today, or do you want to do that tomorrow morning? When can you set aside an hour?
If we could do probably tomorrow morning, because I was just getting around and getting things ready at my house to go to camp. So then I'll be at camp.
Gotcha.
I won't have the kids. I won't have. So
gotcha.
I'll have a little more.
You won't be distracted.
And then I can also forward my calls. Yeah.
Okay.
I can take the call, and then I can forward my calls, and I don't have to worry about taking anything at that point.
Got it. So, what time tomorrow do you want to do? The first appointment is at 10 a.m.
Let's do that.
Okay. All right. And it might not be like right at 10. It might be 10:10. It depends on
That's
how long
fine.
It takes them to get it pulled up. But no matter what, I will be calling from the 877 number to introduce you to them. And
okay.
they'll give you your full hour. No matter what, you get your full hour. It may even take a little bit longer than an
okay.
hour, only because we need access
okay.
to a few things, and we set this time aside specifically for you.
Okay.
Because we want
to. Can you tell me real quick, because I'm going to take this notepad real quick, and tell me what you're going to need access to, so that way I can make sure that I have access to it.
Yes, ma'am. Perfect question.
And
so you're already giving
that
us access
I'm not wasting anybody's time.
To the Google Guarantee CID. That's good to go. We're going to need access to the GoDaddy domain and domain site, username
okay.
and password. We're going to need access
mm-hmm.
to the Facebook page, which we will walk
okay.
you through on how to give us access on each of these. It's not like you have to go in there and figure out. We'll literally send you an invitation, say, okay, click this, okay, click that. You know, we blow by blow, we're going
to
take
it's
you through
like
it.
It's just like trying to, you know what I mean, because I don't do Facebook and Instagram.
Gotcha.
So it's been so long since I created. So I used to have all of that, and then I got really bad hacked. Like
Ooh.
On a two-factor authentication and everything, and then literally I had so much going on it. And I'm
mm-hmm.
so disappointed. So I haven't messed with it because I'm so disappointed because all my followers, everything is gone. And I had to start over. And because they got me. They got me good.
Like well,
you couldn't even get back out of it.
God.
Yeah, they redid everything. The other people I was working with, I've never seen anybody be able to do this. I had it set up under two-factor and everything.
Wow.
And they rerouted everything somehow. I don't know how they did it. They were trying to run ads for like, some sort of vacuum cleaners and like overseas using my spending.
Wow.
And like kicked it out as they tried to like spend like a large amount of money. Like they put the spending at fucking $10,000 or something wild. And it was
wow.
like, man, this doesn't seem right. So it kicked it out. If they just would have kind of stayed under the radar, they would have got away with it.
That's wild.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
I'm so sorry
Facebook,
you had to go
Instagram.
Through that. And you may,
no,
we're going to do this for you,
and
then what happens, and we always make you aware, like so once we take it over, a lot of times, like scammers will like, they'll notice that there's more activity, so they'll try to get in there. They'll send you notice like, oh, your Facebook page is going to be deleted if you don't
yep.
do this or do that. But we take care
yes.
of all that for you,
yes.
so don't worry. You get any of that, that's all scam. We got you. Don't worry. Okay.
Okay.
They're also
okay.
going to need
cool.
access to the Google Business Profile. Again, that's an invitation we send to you directly. You're always owner on everything.
Okay.
We are simply management admin access on all things. Okay.
Okay. And then Facebook, the Instagram, I'm assuming.
Instagram, we can attach it to the
That's
Google to the Google profile as well as to the Facebook profile, and they can be interactive that way. I'll go ahead and notate
okay.
that.
Okay.
And then you're gonna get emailed a list. So any business license, insurance, note, document, tax ID, we need
yep.
all of those documents on
that.
File. That way, if
okay.
anything ever gets, like, say it gets suspended for some reason, we can automatically dispute it with Google and say, here's their business documents. We're not waiting to contact you or Eddie to say, you know, oh, we need you to send us the license,
okay.
and then you can't find it, or, you know, like, we have it,
right.
bam, bam, bam.
Do you want both upload. my yeah, liability and my workman's comp then?
All of it.
Or just my liability?
All of it.
All of it. Gotcha.
Yep, all of it. Because
no
that all proves authenticity
okay.
across the board. So let me notate here. You want the Instagram attached. Give me one sec.
I might as well. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
no, absolutely agree.
I know 100%. That I got one account a while back, yeah, on the Instagram.
Got you.
And I was just getting on there just to see if it was working still. This was a couple months ago, and somebody had messaged me. I was like, hey. I was like, hello. Okie dokie.
Let's see. And
what's on
Instagram.
W9.
Her Facebook page. Okay, perfect. All right. So
and then
are you guys doing
anything with like TikTok coming up? Or
We don't do anything with, so what we do with the ads is we build out your ads. We attach the Instagram and the Facebook together. Now, during your client onboarding call, if you ask the agent, hey, can you guys attach the TikTok? If they're able, they will. That's just not, one that I've heard before. So you can always ask them.
Okay.
If they can, they will. Absolutely. We're here to accommodate you.
Okay.
And
'cause I know you mentioned. Yeah, I know that you mentioned that you guys were going to start doing the, what was that company? The not the Yellow Pages. It's
we do the Bing, Yelp, Apple,
Yelp.
Facebook, Google,
I think it was, yeah,
and Relevant
it was
Yellow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do all of those. We build all those out. If you don't have them, we go in, we get access, we clean everything up, which it seems like you're like super responsive. So it's not going to be a problem. Just make sure you lock the 877 number in, Heather, because the 877 number, that's the number that we're going to be contacting you from. Okay.
Okay.
And that's the, like, I don't, it's once in a while people will see, pardon me, we'll see it come up and they think, you know, I don't always answer 877 numbers either. I'm guilty myself. So I say that because they're like, oh, it's a scam, and it's not. Like, that's the number local. So program us in as local splash in your phone and then have Eddie do the same, the 877-635-6225.
Okay. Hold on one second. Sorry. Now program in. Let me get back here. I'm trying to find it on my contact. Okay. So the number you called from?
The number I called from, is it an 877 number? Sometimes it relocates to a local number. Okay, the number is, I'm just going to put
local slash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me assign something there, add a phone. Ready.
877. 635-6225.
All right, done. All right, got it.
Okay, perfect. Now, let me go ahead and go through here. Okay. And the card you're putting on file, is the billing address is the 3015 Summersong Drive?
Yes. Let me find my wallet.
Take your time.
Here we go.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm so all
It's all
over
good.
The place.
It's all good. I hear kids. You got it all going on, girl. You're a bit busy today. It's all good. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's a business Visa.
Okay, I've got you, and I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4427.
Mhm.
3205.
Mhm.
3312.
Mhm.
8202. The expiration is 426.
Okay. 3-digit code on the back.
You need the number on the back.
Mhm.
753.
Now, I'm going to set a security word for your account. So you're going to want to give Eddie this word. We'll ask the question. He'll give the word. Anytime a financial change needs to be made on the account or a change that we feel like, we're going to ask for that word because it's protecting your business. So your choices of questions are mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Richardson, RICHARDSON.
Okay. All right, I've got that. Okay. Now, next thing is I'm going to read this voice verification to you. If you have any questions during this voice verification, feel free to stop me. This is an added form of protection for you, and if anything is too wordy or you need further explanation, I'm glad to rephrase it or repeat it, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A Goat Cleaning.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Heather Warren, I'm the owner.
Heather, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 3 business days, which is, you know, 3 business days? Doesn't
yes.
count, sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, and text messages from Local Splash? We'll always call from the 877 customer number.
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement, which you already have disclosed?
Yes.
You're letting go of them. So as part of the verification process, which you've already been verified, and I've explained why we need these documents, but it is just in this voice verification. So it's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license, proof of insurance, Google guarantee CID, or any other items recommended. We kindly ask that you send these documents to us within the first 7 days of account setup. Failure to provide them would like delay or suspend your account, which we don't want to do, okay? So
right.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date in the non-refundable amount of $849. Your monthly payment will reoccur on the 26th day at $599. And then the Google guarantee budget is done separately. So the management fee budget is done separately. And then, as you know, you continue paying Google directly for the leads. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. You must speak to a live representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure that you contact client support within 3 days of the billing. So you would need to contact us by the 23rd if you were looking to stop or pause services for any reason, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the account now. Give me just a second. And then you will receive... Okay, perfect. All of that's in there. Beautiful. You're going to receive text message and email with the invoice. It is 100% marketing write-off. I'm sure you already know that with as much as you invest and spend on
yeah.
your business. But I always like to remind people. So that is being... sent over to you now. I'm also going to tell you that the name of your account manager, his name is Deo, D-E-O.
Okay.
And Deo will be calling in the next 3 days to introduce himself to you. Probably what's going to happen is tomorrow when I call for client onboarding, he'll pop in on that call. Client onboarding will be done with one of our onboarding agents, but he'll pop in on that call at some point, probably as long as he's available. If he's not available, he has 3 days to contact you just to make sure that the introduction is, you know, clear and you have proper expectation and everything. So we like to be in full communication all the time with our clients, and we like you to feel comfortable asking questions. If you ever need to speak with me, I did send you my direct extension as well. You can call the 877 number and just press 224. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Heather,
go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
When should I contact this other company and let them know I would no longer move forward with them? Should I wait until the onboarding?
I would wait until after onboarding.
So I don't miss anything.
Yeah. Wait till after onboarding because, if you want us to, they're going to go over the website, and if you want us to mimic anything off there, we want to copy it before they shut it down. Once you give us, when they have you giving us access to your Google business profile, you're going to see in there that you can remove the other company as a manager on there.
Okay.
So as soon as you remove them, they're pretty much going to know. But I always suggest, like, with an account such as yours where it's, like, a full transition of many, you know, a larger account, if I'm being honest, just wait until our onboarding process is completed. That way there are no missteps, and they can't lock you out of anything, okay?
So, yeah, that was kind of a worry, but yeah.
Yeah, I understand, but you're the owner of everything, and that's what I'm saying, is you're the owner of it. So you being the owner, you can go in and remove any company that you want, and you can add any company that you want, and you can change password because you're the owner.
Okay.
Okay? So the last thing that I have for you, Heather, is I'm sending you one last text message. If you can please click the link that I just sent you text. You've gotten a few texts, so there's one that came through that says, Google Guarantee Campaign Begins. That's just like a standard one when we transfer anything, so don't click on that. There's nothing for you to do. You don't have to fill out any.
This is the local terms.
Terms and conditions. So that's everything in writing of everything that we've promised to provide for you. And we have in our terms and conditions explicitly that we will never take over any of your stuff. You're always the owner, and we're simply management. So that's an added form of protection as a Google partner. What we do for our clients, we always let them know, like, hey, we give it to you in writing that we're not going to mess with your stuff. Basically, you know, sometimes relationships don't work out. We don't anticipate that with you, but in the event, like, you're able to see in writing, and you always have access to this through the local Splash dashboard. So what's going to happen is during your client onboarding, the technician is going to actually give you login credentials for the Local Splash app. So you're going to be able to manage your entire campaign from the app as well as having a direct account manager. And they review all that with you during client onboarding. So as you scroll to that bottom of that text, click the three boxes and then just type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Keep trying and it won't confirm it.
Turn the phone sideways. It might be.
Okay.
Sometimes
I think it did it. Welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, let's see. Yay, it did it. Okay, so if you want, you can put in username and password now. That has been sent over via text and email. You're not expected to remember it, but it's going to be the phone number for the business.
Okay, for the username?
Yep, the username is going to be the phone number. And then let me pull your password. Hold on. Okay.
I'm ready.
It's all lowercase. SEO, Sam Edward Octopus, Bing, B-I-N-G. All lowercase, all one word. SEO Bing. So, going to be the Local Splash dashboard. But again, you can access that on your cell phone, on your mobile device, on your, laptop, on your PC, but we're going to give you the app as well, and they go over that in detail tomorrow during onboarding, okay?
All righty.
Okay.
Connect your business profile.
You can go ahead and do that if you want, or you can wait for tomorrow's call. It's completely up to you. Okay. If you're going to do it now, I do suggest, like, as soon as you do it, taking the other company off because they're going to get notified.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll wait.
Okay.
Nope. I'm not doing nothing.
Okay.
Doing nothing.
All right, Ms. Heather. Well, welcome to Local Splash. I'm so excited what this means for your company, and you're going to be very, very pleased with the services.
Yeah, I had messaged days ago and was like, hey, I'm ready. I'd like to move forward, you know, blah, 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 you know, and I hadn't heard nothing. And then so a young man called me today and was talking to me about he started a cleaning company and he was going through Thumbtack for advertising. So then I screenshotted his the email information that he sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm actually trying to get in touch with him. So he's like, well, if I get in touch with him, I'll let him know that you're trying to get in touch with him. And so then I was like, you know what? I need to get this call going. So there's going to be another young man that's calling and he's interested, but it might be outside of his financial, you know.
Yeah, but it's worth the shot.
I don't know what he's trying to do.
If you want to send him over my direct phone number and extension line, he can deal directly with me, and I'll come up with a package that's decent for him if I'm able to put it in.
Okay.
You know, you're different. You're in a different spending bracket. I mean,
I would imagine. I would imagine.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me see where he was at. Excellent attachment. Here it is. So yeah, can you just can you give me that number real quick, and I'll just
877.
Okay.
635.
Okay.
6225. And my extension's 224.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
He's a small little guy starting off, and I was like, I'll mentor you, and that's not me.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Very nice. Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, I'm not going to give you my pricing, but I can tell you how I came up with it. So you can go and do your own thing because you're a competitor. And you're like, I understand. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
I had to figure it out myself, and that's part of the grit of it. You can't know who's there to get it. You know, you're going to have to get it and earn it and learn what the best of us, you know.
Yes.
So, well, I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Anytime. Anytime. And I'm totally here for you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.